singing through me. Your song in me is heard.
Lily, you've been in the river? No? You're waiting for me then? Good. I understand. You remember in Brazil when I took you into the big waves? Then I grabbed you and then I said, come, let's go into the big wave. No, I can't swim. No. And I said, just come now. I will take care. And then it was too late. And like that. And then you said, whoa, that was so much fun. So much fun. And that's what I do with you. No. You just need a little reminder, then you see how much fun. Then in the beginning I will hold your hand. Beloved Master, when I wrote the other letter, the words came from a space where I was not thinking about what I was writing. For the first time, I felt I was writing to you really from the heart. And today in satsang, I recognized something when you said that it is much easier to go the bright way and put things under the carpet. I got touched because it might be my situation also. I am now barely starting to see myself in ways that I was not aware of, and at the same time saying that I'm ready for something that I have no idea, that is completely out of my hands. I feel a bit lost between the known world and the world you are taking me that you are taking me to when I'm in your presence. It is so vast and is so beautiful that it makes me forget to start from where I really am. I know, Asim, and it's good that now you start seeing this. I always have to remind you to be responsible from where you are. Otherwise, if you imagine that you are already somewhere, then you fool yourself then, and you are wasting your time. So here with me is very easy, no? Here you get transported into something else. But remember, you have to integrate that into your life, so it becomes your reality. That is the thing. Maybe because these ugly things that I have to look at are not so attractive. Yes. But because everybody has been more or less unconscious, then you have accepted many bad habits. Even things that you thought was beautiful, that was needed, you are carrying with you, and now, for the first time, you start using your own awareness, then you see, oh, maybe it wasn't a good thing to carry around. Maybe this is not so good to have. Maybe this is a very bad habit. That is shocking. That takes courage to look. So you have to use that clarity I give you to look at your own life. Anything that is hindering you, you should get rid of. So, if you haven't taken care of your garden for your whole life, then it will be full of weeds. Then you realize, oh my God, I have a garden and it could be so beautiful. No, you saw another garden now. Most amazing garden with so many flowers. No, what you going to do then? Are you just going to look at that other garden, or are you going to start taking up the weeds? By taking up all the weeds and clearing out all the rocks and the mud and maybe some dog shit and everything is there, then you get dirty then. It's unappetizing. It's not so attractive. But it has to be done. Then, when you are finished, then you can start planting. That is the homework. No, you have planting. No, you are worthy of having also a flower garden. No, it's only to wait now. That's what I say. It's a time that you have to do things. And do it totally. Focus yourself on your homework. Then it comes a time where you just sit. That is meditation. You just sit and wait. Sitting silently, doing nothing. Spring comes. And the grass grows by itself. And the flowers appear by themselves. But these flowers, they can never appear if it's only weeds. The weeds will kill the flowers. The weeds are your bad habits from the past, your darkness. So this has to get away. Otherwise, you see, you get transported into a different side of your being when you are here, because you forget yourself. You come into my energy field. Then again, when you leave, then you fall back into your old habits. That's why I'm all the time reminding you about the responsibility. And now, again, we're coming to the end of a retreat. You have to incorporate it in your life. See what you can give more to yourself. How to take care of this. How to take care of your own garden. The possibility is there, but it's up to you. thanks for putting me back on earth. I'm very happy to be in this adventure by your feet. Yes, first I have to put you back on the earth, because some people, they they float like a balloon. Spiritual balloon. Up there. Then I have to pull you down. So you become grounded. You should have your feet in the air if you are into yoga. You should have your feet on the earth and your head in the sky if you are ordinary human being. That is how it should be. Your feet on the planet earth, grounded. And only then can you have your head in the sky, because you are grounded. That's how it should be. You should be both. You should be earth and sky. Then it's balance. Yin and yang. That's the art. This is what I can see now, that I wish to get the strength not to fool myself and get lost in the game of the ego, and more to be able to go truly to what is important and to receive this sacred gift. Another thing is that I have been experiencing this explosion of crying that sometimes becomes laughter in satsang. It is such a strong energy, I don't know what it is. What I know is that when it happens, I feel like your words and your energy are reaching something very, very deep inside. Is it some kind of cleaning I'm going through? Yes, it's a very, very deep cleaning. So that's very good, because you can sense something in you is absorbing this truth. And this truth can be like an atomic bomb, silent bomb inside, silent explosion. That is what is happening here. Something is changing very, very deep inside. And that is the true healing. You've been sick, you've been identified with the ego, confused. No, the healing is to give you doses of truth, of love, of clarity, of consciousness. Then slowly, slowly, this will start transforming inside. So you start remembering who you are. Otherwise, people only know healing of the body. In Brazil, we have a very nice man, they call him John of God. And he's healing so many people. He has this gift, the spirits works through him. But he can only heal the physical body. That doesn't help your consciousness. You don't get transformed. So if you live 5 years more or 10 years more, or if you get rid of your pain, that doesn't do much, because you are not transformed. This is deep in your unconsciousness. Then you can be transformed. And the real healing is when you go beyond the physical. Then who is afraid of death, of sickness? So that's why, and you are very lucky, you feel it. Your energy is reaching something very, very deep inside. Is it some kind of cleaning I'm going through? Yes, it is. I trust in whatever you are doing with me. I'm just curious because sometimes it's a bit scary to feel it. Yes. I love you. Thank you for teaching me how to learn this. Gratitude, Babaji Asim. And this Asim, this is the greatest desire, unconscious or conscious, for everybody to be happy, to be free, to be healed. That is the greatest desire in everybody, because we, in our soul, we know that. But by being identified with your ego mind, your personality, then you forget your true nature. And this is not something new. It's been going on for many, many lifetimes. So of course, when you start coming close to that fire, it will be very scary, because it will shake you up. It's bound to be like that. That's again why you need to have a deep understanding, a love, a trust in the Master. Otherwise you will run away. But even the mind comes to a point where you start understanding this is how it is. Even the mind starts accepting the truth. So everybody has this conscious or unconscious that you want to get healed, you want to be happy. And the only way to get healed is to know yourself. And by knowing yourself, you will accept yourself. And by accepting yourself unconditionally, you will be healed. That is the only healing I'm really interested in. Then, when that happens, many strange things might happen that you wouldn't even dream of. This is what's happening all the time around here. Things happen that you could never imagine. But something is waking up in you that is much stronger than your personality, than your mind. You have a clarity, a consciousness inside, an awareness inside that is much stronger than the mind, this little blabbering day to day that you are identified with. So when that bigger power as such is waking up, then that little mind disappears. This is what's happening here around me, because the mind cannot really function. But then it will come back, it will wait in the pine tree for you. So then you have to do the work then. Beloved Master, today my heart was saying so strongly, I bow down to my Master. He is the most precious in my life, and that is all that matters. I could see that my mind was getting embarrassed, totally shocked with what was being said inside me, not wanting to follow at all, and trying to convince me how crazy that was. That's exactly how the mind functions, Kumud. Exactly like that. But that means it's something deeper waking up that is much more powerful than your mind. But you are so used to the mind that the mind will come and say, you are totally crazy. You don't really want to do that. This is the fight between the devil and God. Darkness and light. But I know it is the truth, and I feel I have to share it so my heart can get stronger and take more space. Yes, my dear Kumud, be stronger. And you have to be strong in spirit, in heart. And you just take one step and the whole universe comes assisting you. Because this is the truth. I feel something in me is not giving up on me, pushing me, reminding me and showing me again and again that this is the right path. My heart is so tired now of me holding back. I just want to let go and melt and melt. This is the longing to get healed. No, you just have to be aware of this old habit. Whenever you start feeling you start getting tight, relax, let go, again surrender. I feel deeply grateful for the help to grow and to get to know myself. Beloved Master, thank you for challenging me, giving me all that I need, and showing me the beauty of not knowing how life can flow so easily when I'm not in the way. It's really a mystery. I feel more and more trust, and the trust in myself is also growing. I realize deeper how precious this gift is, and I'm grateful for being part of it, involved in this beautiful mystery around you and melting in your presence. Thank you. Much love at your feet, Kumud. Without this trust, there cannot be any peace, no? No, when this trust, this insight happens, then peace comes. Kabir has this saying, a heart dry of love. Ah, again, God is untasted. Again, you're missing this life. A heart dry of love. Ah, what a pity. Again, you leave this world without tasting God, without tasting peace. This is what the mystics have been saying. What a pity. So much is available. This mystery. But this mystery is hidden. That's what they call it, the mystics. Because the mystics, they can uncover that mystery. Look at this guy, he has managed to get in here. How's that now? Why are you doing there, in there? No, he got sand on himself also. He got drunk, you know. You see, you don't need to do anything. You just arrange a little bit here, a little bit there, and then he finds his way home. Dear beloved Master Babaji, Thank you so much for your clarity. I'm deeply longing to grow in your light. I want to look at my struggles. The last satsangs blew away some tight knots in my belly. Belly should not have any tight knots, it just should be nice and soft. Buddha belly. Meditate on Hotai with his big belly. Don't need to have flat stomach like that. Washing thing. Six pack. No. No Buddha has that. Has to be just like a little child. They have a nice round belly like that. And they breathe like that, yeah. Who in your hara. Otherwise, people, they get more and more up. And then now in the West, people, they just hardly breathe, just here. They're totally forgotten. Like that. So I take them away. I thought I never had any issues with money because it has always been easy for me to get jobs and pay my bills. But looking deeper, I'm finding a wound that has been affecting my life a lot. Both my parents and their parents and so on have had from far back been wealthy people with hats and gloves and big property and big money bags and very successful business. This background has always embarrassed me, and my embarrassed ego has been relieved by the fact that both of my family lines lost most of their prosperity during my grandparents' generation. So at least I have never had to deal with a lot of money. I had nightmares during the retreat about being in one of my extended family's big mansions outside Oslo. That's creepy. And my second cousin telling me that now it was my turn to inherit it. Waha! There's a lot of ghosts there. It was all in the 19th century style, and I had to stay this way like a museum. During the dream, the house was growing into a castle with enormous fields belonging to it. My heart went like, no, I don't want this. And my mind went into confusion about it. I had to accept to take it or not. Yeah, you must have had these traumas before. So when you are in a very wealthy family, or like look at even Buddha. His parents wanted him to become the prince, to become the king. He had some other calling that didn't make any sense. He escaped from his castle, from his richness. The family couldn't believe it. He had everything. But he escaped in the middle of the night. What was that? That is what you are touching here. Something that you can leave everything is not about money. And you must have been a prisoner of your own wealth, family's wealth, before. Then you can suffer. And still people have dreams about money, of wealth, of fame, of power. Because you forget every time you die, you forget. Then next life you come back stupid as ever. Till you come to satsang, then you start remembering. You don't want this. Then you, that means, now you start going beyond your dreams. So you must have had a hard time with this before. And people, that's how all the families had been. If you were in a very rich family, you had to take over. It was totally expected of you. And if you didn't, you became an outcast. Very hard choice. To live in luxury or to be a beggar. A sannyasin is one who's taking that free. Whatever will happen. I go my own way. But that takes tremendous courage. I see I have always tried to avoid money, as if money, having money or precious material things, means danger. And it is extremely dangerous to show that to the world, like I would get killed by it. Or at least it means that I would not be accepted, I would be left out. So this has led me to a state where it feels much more safe to be embarrassed about it. Embarrassed about myself pretending to be poor, putting myself down, pretending to be less than I am. It has been a dangerous territory for me to show that I'm proud of myself, to show that I'm flowering and blooming. Beloved, I'm tired of it. I want to live. Enjoy and eat whatever life brings. I also want to enjoy the comfort, pleasure and luxury. I welcome it all. Forever grateful from a happy heart. Much love, Nandika. Yes. Enough is enough. Now let's start having fun. Very good. They say, this is the thing, you know, when you have touched something deeper, then who cares about all this? It belongs to the mental, it belongs to the personality. It belongs to the world. They say around the mystic, kings become beggars and beggars become kings. Like that. You have to change and you have to go beyond it. What is important is that you're following your heart, your intuition, your consciousness. That is what is important. That's what I say. It has nothing to do with anything. If it's friends, if it's family, if it's money, if it's whatever it is, look at it. Look at your life. What is holding you back? Because in reality, you are free. So, if you feel you're living in a prison, look deeper. Because you are not. This is self-inflicted prison. That is embarrassing. And I would like you to live rich, comfortable inside and outside. It's an old spiritual idea that when you are spiritual, you should be poor, especially in the East. No, why? The thing is the attachment to money. You can be so-called spiritual and you're very attached to the money. How can money harm you if you know that it's... Who cares? There is the identification and the attachment to it. Then it becomes a burden. And that is what many of you have known from before. And if you haven't, then you have a dream to be rich. Then you have to go through that. Money cannot corrupt you if you are free, if you are conscious. Nothing can. But if you are not, then everything can. And they say the worst, because people is very, very weak, is money, sex, power. That corrupts everybody. You do so stupid things. You are even selling, some people are selling their own mother or going behind the back, cheating, being wicked, stealing, killing, is power, money, sex, that's it. It's always been like that. So if you're not attached to these things, then you are free. But Brahmanand also had this kind of story. I heard when he was growing up, and he was a lot on the bottle when he was living under the bridge. Where is Brahmanand? Cheers, man. Father Murphy is in the church one Friday night when the door burst open and Brahmanand comes stumbling in, very drunk. The priest watches him staggering around and says, "Oh my God, here we go again." And he falls over some chairs until he finds his way into the confessional booth and goes inside. Father Murphy feels compassion for the poor drunk Brahma and goes to hear his confession. At least he wants to confess something. He enters his side of the booth and waits for Brahmanand to begin. Long silence. Nothing is heard. Brahmanand says nothing, just some grunting and like this. And then there is more silence. Then again, like this. The poor old priest is getting more and more impatient and start at last to start knocking on the wall, encouraging Brahmanand to please start your confession now. You are there. You are in the right place. Brahmanand said, "Is no good banging on the wall. There is no toilet paper here either." You guys, my beloved Master, thank you for reminding us again and again that the truth is very simple and clear. When there is nothing to reach, no wanting, everything is already given to us. When the fruit is ripe, it falls by itself. The tree doesn't do anything, neither does the fruit. And the same happens with the Master and the disciple. Thank you, Baba, for guiding us from the darkness to light, from the false to the real, from death to immortality. I love you with devotion, love, and gratitude. At your feet, Jai Mati. No, Marpa, how's it going with your challenge of being in the world? You wrote to me, no? Should I answer you? You say you have come back to the heart, and now everything is so easy, so simple. Yes, everything is very easy when you are at home. When I feel my heart, it doesn't want anything, it just wants everything to be simple. Yes. Then sometimes when you are in this space, which is the space to be, then it's very difficult to function in the ordinary world. Because when you are in your center, there is no ambitions. Some things that I love to do is making videos and playing music. But going out to share this in the society means I have to play the role of being somebody, being a video producer or musician. Doing this without getting identified with it, just being myself with a soft and open heart, seems like a great challenge. It's the greatest challenge. It's the greatest challenge of all. But there's no problem if you are not identified. The problem is when you are getting stuck in it. If you are stuck, identified, of being Lady Gaga, big problem. But if you know who you are, then you could even play Lady Gaga. That's the thing. But everybody misses out on this. So, if you get stronger in this simplicity in your heart, then who cares what you're playing? If you have a skill of something, then share that with the world. This is what you want to do. It comes easy for you. It's not the problem whatever you are doing. What is problem is that you start taking it serious. You take getting ambitions, you have expectations. Then you go in this dilemma, then you get hurt, then you get disappointed. Be more playful. So you know that now. So do your best, but don't get so entangled in it. Just like an actor. The problem is if you become your role, you can play whatever as beautiful, and I want you to play as beautiful as possible your role in life. Then everything becomes beautiful, but at the same time you remember who you are. This is the greatest challenge. If I don't do anything and just go with the flow and relax, it seems that not much is happening. Somehow it feels that I have to give it a little push and be courageous to be able to do more of the things I love. But it is a fine balance because it easily becomes an effort. That's how it is. It's a fine balance. There's no way around it, Marpa. That's the fine balance. And only you individually can find out what is your balance. And sometimes you even have to compromise. If you need money and the only thing you can do is a job that you don't like, okay, do it. It doesn't matter that much. In the big picture, it doesn't matter. It's just your ideas also. I'm all for easiness. Some people want to make it very difficult. What to do? But it is a great challenge. And what is better if you can be a musician and make videos? That's great. That's what you like. So give yourself a push when it's needed, and when you can, relax. And then one day, hopefully, only relax. In doing or non-doing? Or doing becomes non-doing. I can't believe it's the last day today. Nice weather, everybody is so cozy. What do you say, Kumila?
This is no ordinary love affair. I love somebody, and there's no one there. Just a white cloud and an empty chair. It always was. Yes, and it always. Thank you.
Beloved one, although it's very hard for my stubborn ego to do this, I feel my heart is ready to apologize to the Sangha, especially to my husband, who took most of my grumpiness and reaction about the way I have been working the last few years. I have been loading myself like a donkey, taking more than I could carry, and not passing on and sharing responsibilities. Somehow I could not see any other way. It feels silly now, but now I see. These last few months have been a big eye-opener into myself and my situation. Lately, during a meeting, I could feel so clearly my frustration and anger hidden behind my words. It was a strong, clear insight into what I've been doing to myself and others. It feels sad and shameful, and I'm so tired of beating myself up about it. I want to have some fun. It's about time, Chanda. Enough grumpiness. And please have compassion to your nice husband. Poor man has been dealing with your grumpiness. You must be very good. Wouldn't it be nice to have a more playful wife? Let's decide that, no, Chana? No, you have been giving him. You don't get rid of him anyway because you have given him grumpiness. Now give him happiness, then accept it. And you will be much nicer to live with. This is the old dilemma for some people, and you wrote me many letters this time, but it was all just grumpiness. I had to wait for this. No, this was the first thing. I want to have some fun. That I understand. Now I can talk. Let's have some fun. You have to help yourself, and be knowed, you have my full permission to remind her. Okay? When she gets in her grumpiness, I said, Okay? Chanda? Can we leave it now? We leave it? Because maybe it will be a little hard, because it's an old practice, you know. Some people have practiced things that is not good for them for a long time. It will take a little time. Then you asked me about dreams, and you also felt from this Tibetan movies something about dream yoga. Dream yoga is good if you feel close to you, if that is natural. But my suggestion always is, be conscious when you are awake. It means during the day. Because even when people are awake, they are not awake. So if you are not awake during the day, how can you be awake in the dream? So first become very awake during your daily life. And if you are awake, then you are not grumpy. You are not a pain in the neck. Everything will be smooth. Then that awareness that you have worked on yourself to become more conscious, to become more playful, to become more light, to become more peaceful, that will carry into the dream by itself. It's very difficult to work in your dream when you are not even ready to work on yourself when you are awake. Just a reminder. But you can play with whatever you want. Coming back to this again, beloved, the changes are already happening inside and outside. For me, the work in the winter, when the Sangha gets so much thinner and disappear, is still a Zen koan. I don't know how to solve it, but hopefully we can. I feel a fresh, exciting energy around, and I trust all will work out in a beautiful way. I enjoy more and more my life in this valley, the nature, the silence, the simple life, and the lack of shops, so I can save my money for more important things. That's a very good point. How much can you buy in Malta? And Martha is such a good person, even if you don't have money, she will give you some food. She has compassion, she loves us. I heard she gave many boxes with bananas to the Brazilians in the camp. And I was thinking, that's great, there's bananas for my monkeys. That's Martha. And also we're trying to find out from Martha, who is this first prize man? I see how important it is for me to go to all the retreats and work on myself, to keep on cleaning up and appreciating this amazing life. Thank you for everything. You give us everything. With love, Chanda. Yes, that I do, and I'm happy you can receive it, Chanda, because it's much nicer to be happy, you know, and be more playful. And you have it. It's just an old habit. Don't take it so seriously. And you're doing a great job, you're keeping the place. That's quite a sadhana to be here in the winter, but it is needed. It's a great responsibility. But make it more playful. Have some music and put some flowers around and get involved more with the kids when the kids are here. Do some naughty things with them, do some games. But remember, it's your kitchen, no? You have the kitchen here. Brusa da cozinha. That is you, no? That is you should be, because it's you, and you can expel anybody, you know, the Prusa can expel anybody. Beloved Babaji, thank you for all this love that you are showering on us every day. Thank you for each day of this program that you have designed so beautifully. Thank you for unfolding me and showing me the size of my ego, but also the depth of my soul. Thank you for making me see how selfish and egocentric I can be, but also how generous and compassionate my heart is. Thank you for making me go over my limitations at work, but also for teaching me how to deeply rest in myself. Thank you for bringing up irritation and anger and intolerance and impatience. It was difficult. It was a difficult way to see how miserable I treat my own self. But then again, thank you for the sharings, a beautiful way to discover patience, kindness, and acceptance within ourselves. Thank you for the experience we live here. Through them, we experience your words. Thank you for these wonderful brothers and sisters. Without mask, you bring me closer to them, and they bring me closer to you. I really love this place. This is the true wisdom, ancient wisdom. The natural people that we are, but we go on, keep on forgetting. I love this life I have close to you. And I dedicate my life to you. I love you. I'm so grateful for the way you have changed me and go on changing me every day. Yours always, Sahira. Dear Baba, this retreat is a new beginning for me. I went beyond dry quietness of years of meditation when you gave me blissful happiness at the initiation 7 years ago. Thanks to the bliss, I never lost any sleep over increasingly troubles and surprises of life, particularly over the last year. It worked like a natural drug, tranquilizer, at times. But in this retreat, I even went beyond blissful sleepiness, which prevented me from going deeper. Now, I can sit and sit hours without falling asleep, aware, yet obvious, oblivious to my body. Then I realize how you designed everything, absolutely everything in this place, even a little flower, food, all the programs, all the Sangha members with one purpose in mind. I'm sorry I could not fully receive your intention for us. In this retreat, I see exciting changes happening day by day, which is giving me a new motivation, dedication to keep on going with the meditation path that I started half a lifetime ago. Gratitude 1,000 times. Bhema Devi. I'm happy now you are back, Pema Devi. I was wondering now, what happened? Who was going to show me around Kyoto? No, you are back now. You say, this retreat is a new beginning for me. I went beyond dry quietness of years of meditation when you gave me blissful happiness at the initiation 7 years ago. Yes, first, I have to make you very alive, happy, no? With this new bliss, then you can really go deeper. It's not for nothing. In India, they have many words for God, for Brahma, for consciousness. One is Satchit Ananda. It means truth, consciousness, bliss. Bliss is the highest. What could be more intoxicating than consciousness, than God? But then you have to eat that consciousness itself. you digest the bliss. Then it becomes blissful silence, peace, beyond any concept. So this dryness, that is what the mind is, that you can first, you have different kinds of knowledge. First is the mind, how people, science for example, they have so high scientists, they create everything. Just the cell phone, what a miracle. But with that science, with that mind, there is no transformation of the being. So the West, the modern world, is stuck in this way of using our gifts. It's for the outside, but there's never any transformation. So that is very dry. It has to go deeper. To go deeper, you have to feel. You have to come into your heart. Out of that feelings, then you become very human. Then the heart opens. Then much beauty happens. Art, all art, beautiful art, music, creativity, paintings. All that happens from that space. That is deeper, is more beautiful. But still it doesn't transform one. But when you have that, then the third, meditation. To go from the first to meditation is very difficult. It becomes more dry. First you have to be juicy. Become the art. Become the music. No? Then it's beautiful. All the feelings, all the emotions, all that. Then you go deeper than that. Then the meditation can transform you. Then peace. You transform your own being. That is much deeper science, the science of the self, of the soul, of the heart. That is true meditation. Then the fourth, which is no name in India, they say Turiya, is just called the fourth, is beyond. Gate, gate, paragate, bodhisvaha. Like that. Then is peace. You can absorb it, but it's not dry, it's very juicy. That is true wisdom. Very good now. And you are also in a place now where you can just, you have nothing else than just devote yourself to this. You don't need to run around so much. And also in the retreats before, you were very busy always. I couldn't tell you even because you weren't ready. Now I can tell you. And I will tell you more now because now you are open for that. That when we have the silence, then just stop, like you did by yourself now. I was very happy. Don't always plan for this or that, or the groups, or trainings, or whatever. Just give it to yourself. The energy is here to support it. You've been waiting for this. You've been waiting for this, Brahmadeva, just to relax. No, you relax now. It's happening now. The healing is happening. Accept it. You couldn't escape. You have all connection. You've been around before. Listen to this beautiful sense story. Ryokan wrote, without any ambition left, I let my nature flow. where it will. There are 10 days of rice in my bag, and by the fireplace there is a bundle of firewood. Who needs to talk about illusions or nirvana? Forgetting everything of name and fortune, just listening to the wind through the trees, the night rain on the roof of my hut, I sit totally at ease with both legs stretched out. This is how it is. When you have done full circle, everything is just so simple again. Everything relaxes. No fuss. Ordinary. He's saying, without any ambitions left, I let my nature flow. No dreams, no ambition, nowhere to go, nothing to get. Everything is flowing naturally, at ease. That is surrender. I give up. There are 10 days of rice in my bag, and by the fireplace, a bundle of firewood. Who needs anything more? I'm taken care of. Who knows how long we will live? There's no more struggle. I give up. I have everything. Everything is provided for me. Who needs to think about illusions or nirvana? My mind is at peace, he says. I'm resting in my own self. In the moment, everything stops. Everything is peaceful, ordinary. Forgetting everything, forgetting both the dust of name and fortune. All past, all ego, all struggle is gone. I just want this. Just listening to the wind through the pine trees, or the night rain on the roof of my hut, I sit at ease with both legs stretched out. So it is, so simple. Just enjoying the moment. That is enlightenment. Just absorbed in the moment. Just here and now. Thank you. relax into yourself. Be untouched by the mind and its problems. And go in peace. Aum Shanti.
Savitur. Shadi Mahiri Yo Yo Naha Prachoraya.